It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
At Jim's Burger Haven is still up on Sheridan, I think.
Yeah, Tammy's Burger Haven is off Sheridan on 44th.
Out near the old lakeside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to have to try this place.
Oh, my God. Home of the six-incher.
So during the off-air, we were talking hamburgers, and Alex made a comment about he loves Vegas because...
I like Vegas because it's awesome.
He likes Vegas because In-N-Out Burger.
In-N-Out Burger, and my response was, "Are you one of those people?"
What do you mean by those people?
What do you mean, you people?
What do you mean, you people? And I was saying, In-N-Out Burger to me is just another burger place. It's no better than a place here in town called Jim's Burger Haven, which has been around for like 90
long time.
Years.
Yes,
and they've got amazing burgers.
They
and
do
fries, and it's all made right there in front of you. And their shakes are amazing.
Jim and Tammy's Burger. Listen,
how late are they open? Because you guys make me hungry.
I know. Now I'm hungry. I think they're closed.
I
think they're closed, but you can look.
You know what? I'll take a look.
You got one of them there smartphones that I hear is pretty they're intelligent. And all you have to do is go look on Yelp or Google.
Look on
the Googles.
I'm on it.
All right. So while you were there, this is what I got on my phone. John Elway emphasized Monday at the owners' meetings that the Broncos are comfortable going into the 2017 season with the quarterbacks they have currently on the roster. We've got two quarterbacks that we feel really good about, Joseph said at the owners' meetings. One played a bunch of ball last year, and Trevor Siemian, and Paxton Lynch is a first-round pick for a reason. He's a talented guy and has got a bright future. It may be now, it may be a year from now, but we have two young guys who we feel really good about.
That is terrible.
I'm just telling you.
Listen, I know what they're saying. I know what John Elway's been saying.
I've said it 10 times, Joseph said. This team won 9 games last year with two rookie quarterbacks and probably could have won 10 or 11. So we feel strong about our young guys. They're both good guys. Their teammates like playing for them. There's going to be spirited competition. I'm looking forward to it. Whoever wins the job, and whoever goes back up, guess what? He's going to be better for it. Our future quarterback is better than most. We got two young guys that can play and are young guys. So moving forward in the future here, we're going to be in a good shape at quarterback.
Why did you make Vance Joseph sound like Jerry Jones?
I don't know. I was saying that about halfway through, but I wasn't going to quit.
That's weird. I know that's what they're saying. I can't possibly believe that they honestly think that these two quarterbacks, particularly our starter from last year, who is not good. He's not a good quarterback.
Well, do you want to hear the real reason? I can give you the real reason here in one more sentence why Tony Romo is not being talked about.
We don't want him.
Well, I'm just telling you. Listen.
Okay.
John Elway was asked if he had any discussions about Romo at the meetings. Nope, same old thing. He's still under contract.
Yeah.
And you can't talk about a player under contract because that's collusion.
And
you
Denver's
can get fined
not
for
trading
it.
For him.
They're not going to trade.
We're not going to pay that salary.
No.
There's no way.
No.
And we're not going to give up future players for a guy who may take a hit and be out for the season again.
Well, there was some talk. There was some talk when it seemed likely that Romo was going to be released, that the Broncos would be interested, because then there was some sort of trade talk with the Jets about a possible Siemian trade.
Which would be fine. Get rid of him.
But see, this is where the whole thing with Kaepernick comes into, is that I think Siemian is a good quarterback, and he got hurt. It was one of the reasons, and his line fell apart. I don't think a lot of the reasons why the Broncos were bad, 9-7, by the way, still a winning record. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Still a winning record. But
no playoffs.
No playoffs. Okay. I thought he was not necessarily the reason. However, I don't think that if you want to get rid of him for something, you can. But I don't think that the trades are there. And this is where Kaepernick comes in, because the Jets are kind of looking for someone who could be a quarterback. The Bears are certainly kind of looking for something. I mean, they got Glennon in, but they could certainly be looking for someone else who's a quarterback. You know, the Vikings are kind of looking for someone.
But then why haven't these teams even talked to him?
Because they want to see where Romo. Because here's the deal. They want to see where Romo fits out in terms of where the salary falls, so that then they can adjust theirs. So it's not necessarily collusion to keep a guy out of the league. It's collusion because they know that if Romo, who's getting paid currently $15 million right now, were to out, what would his value be worth, as opposed to Kaepernick, who's opting out at $14 million? So you're looking for those determinations too. And so there's a whole lot of things that could possibly, I mean, the Rams are possibly looking for a quarterback, even though they have Goff.
I was going to say, they're not going to
Well, no, they
go
have Goff,
Kaepernick.
but they might look at Kaepernick as a backup.
Goff
got hurt last year, and he hasn't shown.
Who's the starting quarterback for the New York Jets as of right now?
I couldn't tell you.
Glennon? signed
did
him.
Did that who they signed?
They signed him as a backup, I think. But
no, I think they signed him. I think they signed him to starter money. I think it's him probably.
You're telling me that there are actual NFL executives and coaches out there that think that Glennon is a better quarterback than Kaepernick?
No, I'm telling you that there are people who see the upside of Glennon, and I've not done any tape. I don't do tape on people, so I don't know anything about Glennon.
I've watched him play games.
Okay, he seems okay.
He seems
athletic. He seems like he's got a pretty big arm.
You know what he's not? He's not a playmaker. And I guess this is what bothers me about the current NFL.
I'm not saying this either for. I'm not saying these are for or against Kaepernick. I just don't.
I don't care. What I'm saying is, I don't like this. This is probably why I dislike Simeon so much. Simeon is not a playmaker. Simeon is a conservative, boring, follow the rules, will not do anything dynamic kind of quarterback. He's basically Alex Smith light. He's Kyle Orton, but less. Which is sad because Kyle Orton was terrible.
Do you know what Trevor Siemian gives you the ability to do?
Not throw interceptions.
No, Trevor Siemian gives you the ability to pay Von Miller all that money.
And that's fine.
And to pay all those guys on defense all that money.
That's fine.
And to pay Demaryius Thomas because.
But if that were the truth, then why didn't we keep Malik Jackson? Then why didn't we go out and spend because we in the didn't, free
because
agent
they didn't,
market?
Because they didn't believe with Malik Jackson that he was the run stopper that he ultimately became. They thought he was a weakness at run stopper.
But he wasn't.
I understand that, but that's what they thought. They thought they had a guy in Wolf who could fill in that spot.
Well, Wolf
they
does
thought
fine.
They had. They thought they had Sylvester. Well, Wolf has been injured more than once. They thought
so
they had
is
some.
Simeon.
I'm talking about the defense now. Here, just bug it back to it. But they thought that Sylvester was going to be able to move over.
Well,
that's why they got rid of Millett. Well, he didn't. So I mean, those things happen. But Simeon through the first four games was good.
He got hurt. He was average in the first
listen,
four games.
I think that if Paxton Lynch can beat out Trevor Siemian, I think that is a good thing for that will be very good news for
absolutely,
the Broncos. Because
I agree.
Because I believe that Trevor Siemian could be a starting quarterback in this league and has been, and I think can be in the future. I think he can be.
But that's only because there are so few good quarterbacks in the league.
I think he's better than Cutler.
He doesn't have the physical talents that Cutler has. He's got a better head on his shoulders.
Well, I have a better head on my shoulders.
He makes
you listen
decisions.
To this show, I have a better head on my shoulders than Jay Cutler does.
He makes better decisions than Jay Cutler.
I make better decisions than Jay Cutler.
But as far as pure talent, no. Jay Cutler's a way better.
Well, Jay Cutler has an arm,
he can move.
I'm just telling you, he will make plays.
But he's a gunslinger. And that's what it comes down to.
Simeon will have a job for 12, 13, 14 years in this league.
Just like Gary Kubiak. That's why Gary Kubiak liked him so much, is because he saw a lot of himself in him.
Yes.
But do you want?
No, I would
Alex
much rather.
Smith,
do you know what I want?
Or do you want a gunslinger?
Do you know what I want? I want Trevor Siemian brain on, and will on Paxton Lynch's body. Do you know what that gives me? Peyton Manning. That's what that gives me. And that's the thing that frustrates me is because what the one thing that Siemian has is he has a year of masterclass on how to prepare from Peyton Manning, and he's got the same type of wiring. He's got he walks the same. He looks the same. He looks up. I bet he sat there like a puppy dog for 1 year. I would have. And he got a year of masterclass. Which is why I'm shocked about Brock Osweiler, too. I can't believe he didn't absorb any of the stuff that Peyton Manning was cooking.
Well, one, I don't think Peyton Manning went out of his way to really help these players.
No, but listen, when Peyton Manning comes in the door, you better be in the door.
I don't know what quarterback you were watching, but I didn't see any of Peyton Manning in Trevor Siemian last year at all. I saw none of it. He played through some injuries. Well, yeah,
well,
you're
an
NFL player.
It was a different offense. I mean, they both struggled in this offense, obviously. But his mannerisms. Like, his mannerisms seem a lot. There was a lot of mannerisms that I saw that looked a lot like Peyton.
He didn't make good decisions. He's late with his release.
Well, he didn't have the confidence. He didn't have the confidence to throw his release, and there were a lot of double clutches, and that was an issue.
It is an issue. And he had the same problem in college. You're talking about mechanics at this point.
No, that's not mechanics. That's decision. You got to learn to let it go. What I'm telling you is, listen, the fact that we can argue about this tells me that we're pretty good at quarterback right now, and that we don't need to bring in either Colin Kaepernick or we don't need to bring in. Now, if we had Tim Tebow, and listen, I am as much of a Tebow guy as anybody. I'm telling you that. But I am happy that he is no longer here and playing in the Mets. But I'm telling you, if we had Tebow now, I would bring in Colin Kaepernick or I'd bring in Tony Romo, but we don't have it.
I'm curious about your logic, how our arguing about this proves that we have two good quarterbacks when I'm saying we have one maybe good quarterback and one who we need to get rid of.
Well, we have one that won 9 wins in his first season. That's pretty darn good.
He didn't win all 9.
Won 8.
He won like 7.
How many did you win your rookie year? I don't think so.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this. We're locked on RomoWatch. We have a lot to